إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid, and ask His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in ourselves, and we seek refuge in Allah from our evil actions. مَنْ يَهْدِهِ اللَّهِ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهِ. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهِ. And whoever Allah chooses to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهِ. I bear witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and he has no partners. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is the worshipper of Allah and his final messenger. أَمَّا بَعْدْ فَإِنَّ خَيْرُ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ. Thereafter, the best speech is the book of Allah. وَخَيْرُ الْهُدَى هُدَى النَّبِيِّ sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the best guidance is the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَإِنَّ الشَّرَّ الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا. And the most evil affairs are those matters which people have innovated and introduced into Islam. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. Every innovation is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is misguidance, and every misguidance only leads to the fire. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. O people of Iman, have taqwa of Allah. Fear Allah as He ought to be feared, and do not die except in a state of being Muslims. عباد الله إخوة الإيمان. In this dunya, in this life, in everything which you do, you have to strive, try hard, and make efforts. And this mujahada, this trying and exerting an effort to do something, this is sunnatullah. This is the nature which Allah has created the people upon. That anybody who wants to achieve and attain any type of success has to work hard and try and strive to attain that success. And for this reason, those people who achieve the highest status, or they have the best jobs, or they have the highest wages, it is because they try hard and they strive. The houses that we live in, my young brothers and sisters, the houses which you live in, these houses which you live in, they didn't come to you except by your parents trying and striving hard and working such that they were able to afford these houses. And this is sunnatullah. This is the nature which Allah created us upon, that the lazy person does not succeed, and the hard worker, the one who strives and struggles and makes sacrifices for the long term, will be successful. And the truth of this statement, you can see all around you. Amongst the people are those who wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning. And then they travel to work for an hour. And then whilst they are at work, they work for 7 hours, 8 hours, 9 hours. And then when they come back, they travel another hour. And the farmer does the same. And the student does the same. And the businessman does the same. Why? Because each one of them realizes that to attain any type of success in this dunya, a person has to try hard. And only through sacrificing and striving and exerting effort does a person attain success. And every time the success or the goal that you want it's more precious, then the harder you have to try. And for this reason, you see that the most precious stones, your diamonds, gold, emeralds, they're the most difficult for a person to attain. They require the most effort. And those matters which don't require much effort, nobody wants them. They're of no value. So nobody wants pebbles and stones and sand because it's easy to get to. And there's no value behind it. But diamonds and gold and emeralds, they're precious and they're valuable because it takes a great amount of effort to attain them. And if this is the situation with regards to the dunya and materialistic gains, then how about Jannah, in which there's nothing more valuable or precious than that which Allah has given? So if your materialistic gains of this dunya require effort and striving, then Jannah requires a greater effort and a greater striving. And Allah mentioned this in the Quran. He said, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا, that those people who make this mujahada in our obedience, those people who strive and exert an effort, and they struggle and they make sacrifices, fina, for our sake, for the sake of Allah, he said, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا, then we will guide them to the paths. We will guide them to our paths. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, and verily Allah is with those people who do good. So this ayah shows us that whoever wants to attain guidance, this guidance which leads a person to Jannah, the only way to attain this guidance is through mujahada, through making an effort and striving. So whoever makes this mujahada for the sake of Allah, then Allah shows him the paths, these paths which lead to Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he prepared Jannah for his righteous worshippers, those who strive hard and they struggle to attain his pleasure in this dunya. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah says, أَعْدَدْتُ لِعِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحِينَ, I have prepared for my righteous worshippers, مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَعَتْ, مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَعَتْ, that which no eye has ever seen, وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ, and that which no ear has heard of, وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرْ, and that reward which nobody can imagine, no heart, no mind can think or imagine about the reward which Allah has prepared. And this shows us that this Jannah, it isn't something which is cheap. And this Jannah, it isn't something which every lazy person can attain. Rather, the Jannah of Allah, it's expensive. The Jannah of your Lord is precious. And the only person who can attain this precious reward is the one who makes mujahada in this dunya, the one who tries hard and struggles and sacrifices to please his Lord. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, man khafa adlaja, the one who is concerned about something, he leaves in the early morning, when some of the night still remains, when it's dark outside. The one who really wants to reach to a distance or reach to a particular place, the time he leaves is early. وَمَنْ أَدْلَجَ بَلَغْ, and the one who leaves in this time, when the night still remains, whilst everybody else is sleeping, and when you've got the most amount of strength and energy and concentration, بَلَغْ, he will attain and reach that destination. And then the Prophet said, أَلَا إِنَّ سِلْعَةَ اللَّهِ غَالِيَةً, verily, the merchandise which Allah has is expensive. أَلَا إِنَّ سِلْعَةَ اللَّهِ جَنَّةً, verily, the merchandise which Allah offers and has, it is Jannah. So the one who is the most successful is the one who wakes up early, whilst everybody else is sleeping.
The one who sacrifices some of his sleep to take that success. And the Prophet said, Balagh, that the one who does this will attain that success. And then the Prophet said, Ala inna sil'at Allahi ghaliyah. Verily, the merchandise which Allah has, it isn't something which is cheap. It isn't attained through laziness. Rather, it is expensive and precious. Ala inna sil'at Allahi al-jannah. Verily, the merchandise which Allah has, it is Jannah. And Allah mentioned His merchandise. Allah said, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. No person knows that which Allah has prepared for them, which will comfort their eyes in terms of reward. Nobody knows what Allah has hidden in Jannah. It's something which is precious and expensive. But before he mentioned all of this, he mentioned those people who will attain this reward in the same ayah. He said, تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ. Those people who forsake their beds. يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. And those people who supplicate to their Lord in fear and desire. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And those people who give in the way of Allah from that which we have provided. Then Allah said, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ. And no person knows the reward which is hidden from them. مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنْ. That which will bring their eyes much comfort and much delight. جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. As a reward for the actions which they used to do. As a reward for the struggles which they went through. As a reward for the sacrifices which they made. And the efforts which they placed. For those people is this reward. Allah said, أَفَمَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا كَمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا. Are the believers, the people who have iman, those who do righteous actions, are they equal to the fasiq, the one who is lazy, the one who does not obey Allah, the one who sins, the one who disobeys his Lord? لَا يَسْتَوُونَ. They are never equal. Allah said, أَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. As for those people who have iman, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and they do righteous actions, فَلَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْمَأْوَى. For them, and only for them, are the paradise, or is the paradise, the gardens of refuge. So the one who struggles and strives and makes an effort and sacrifices in this dunya for the sake of Allah, Allah rewards that person in the Akhirah with his merchandise, i.e. with Jannah. And this person, when he enters into Jannah, he will be questioned about the struggles which he went through, all those sacrifices which he made in order to get into Jannah. And that person will say to Allah, Oh Allah, I went through no struggles. These sacrifices, they were nothing. Because all of the sacrifices which I made in this dunya for your sake, now that I can see the reward of Jannah, they were nothing. Jannah was worth all those sacrifices, all that struggle. And also, a person who is lazy in the obedience of Allah, a person who turns away from Islam, doesn't worship Allah, doesn't fulfill the obligations, then this person who follows his desires, who sins and oppresses others, in the hereafter is in the fire. And when he is in the fire, he will also be reminded about all the richness and all the wealth and all the desires which he had in this dunya. And that person will also forget everything. Why? Because that oppression and those desires and that haram, it wasn't worth what is waiting in Jahannam, na'udh billah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the hadith of Anas ibn Malik, he said, يُؤْتَى بِأَنْعَمِ أَهْلِ الدُّنْيَا مِنْ أَهْلِ النَّارِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. That on the day of resurrection, a person from the people of the fire will be brought forward. And he was the person who lived the most affluent life, followed every desire, every haram he did, to live a nice life. ثُمَّ يُقَالُ لَهُ. And then it will be said to him, يَبْنَ آدَمْ. O son of Adam, هَلْ رَأَيْتَ خَيْرًا قَطْ. Did you ever taste any type of goodness? هَلْ مَرَّ بِكَ نَعِيمٌ قَطْ. Did you ever live the delight and the pleasure of all these desires? فَيَقُولْ لَا وَاللَّهِ. And you say, no, by Allah, I never tasted any goodness. Why? Because the Jahannam was not worth the sin. And then the Prophet said, ثُمَّ يُؤْتَى بِأَشَدِّ النَّاسِ فِي الدُّنْيَا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. And then a person of Jannah will be brought, a person of paradise will be brought forward. And this person, أَشَدِّ النَّاسِ فِي الدُّنْيَا. He was the one who went through the most severe struggles, made the most sacrifices for the sake of Allah. فَيُقَالُ لَهُ. And it will be said to him, يَبْنَ آدَمْ, O son of Adam, هَلْ رَأَيْتَ بُؤْسًا قَطْ. Did you see any struggles? هَلْ مَرَّ بِكَ شِدَّةٌ قَطْ. Did you ever face any difficulties? These sacrifices that you made, did you really feel these sacrifices? He'll say, لَا وَاللَّهِ يَا رَبْ. He'll say, no, by Allah, O my Lord. مَا مَرَّ بِي بُؤْسٌ قَطْ. I never faced any difficulties. All the sacrifices I made, they were nothing. Why? Because it was worth it. That which Allah rewards with Jannah for the sacrifices which you make in this dunya, it is worth the effort. It is worth the striving. It is worth the struggle. Ibadullahi ikhwatul iman. This mujahada which we have to make to earn the merchandise which Allah has, i.e. Jannah, it is in two things. Firstly, being patient in worshipping Allah. Being patient upon the obligations. Secondly, being patient in staying away from the sins. Being patient in staying away from that which you desire. Ibadallah ikhwatul iman. The Jannah which Allah has prepared and the road to Jannah, it is surrounded by certain things. And Jannah has a veil in front of it. And also Jahannam, the fire and the path to the fire. It is surrounded by certain things. And there is a veil in front of the fire. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he mentioned the veil. And he mentioned those matters which surround Jannah, which surround Jahannam. He said, حُفَّتِ الْجَنَّةُ بِالْمَكَارِهِ. That Jannah is surrounded by difficulties and struggles. It is surrounded by those things which you don't like. وَحَفَّتِ النَّارِ بِالشَّهَوَاتِ. And the fire is surrounded by desires. Those things which naturally you go towards. He said, حُجِبَتِ النَّارِ بِالشَّهَوَاتِ. That the fire, the veil between you and the fire are the desires. وَحُجِبَتِ الْجَنَّةُ بِالْمَكَارِهِ. And the veil between you and Jannah are those things which you don't like. And what this means is that the path to Jannah, in front of it and surrounding it, are difficulties. Things which you have to do, sacrifices which you have to make. But if you as a Muslim can look beyond these difficulties and look beyond the hijab, behind it you will see Jannah. And also Jahannam, it's surrounded by luxuries, surrounded by desires, surrounded by haram, that which your desires enjoy and want. But if you can see beyond the desires and beyond the sins and above the haram, you will see behind all of this Jahannam. And therefore, the intelligent person is the one who bears the sacrifices and the struggles because he knows that behind it is Jannah. And the intelligent person is the one who isn't swayed by the sins and the desires because he knows that behind all of this is Jahannam. And I'll give you an example. The time for Salah comes. And the Salah, the five obligatory prayers, are the most important actions. You enter into Jannah through the five Salawat. And you're with your friends. You're going out somewhere. You're in your business. You're making money. Your soul and your desires doesn't want to pray. That which is desirable is to remain with your friends and stay in your business and make your money. So what is difficult for you? The prayer. What is desirable? Staying in that situation. The believer remembers that this difficulty, this sacrifice behind it is Jannah. This is only a veil in front of Jannah. And these desires, and that which I really want, my desires want, it is only a veil in front of Jahannam. It only surrounds Jahannam. And therefore the believer, he bears the sacrifice and he leaves his friend and leaves his business and he sacrifices that enjoyment. And he sacrifices that money. Why? Because behind this difficulty is Jannah. And the kafir, or the one who is disobedient, sacrifices the salah, stays with his friends, makes that money, fulfills his desires. But he doesn't realize that behind those desires is the fire. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, "Huffatil jannatu bil makarih." That Jannah is surrounded by things which you don't want to do. Jannah is surrounded by things which you have to sacrifice. وَحُفَّتِ النَّارُ بِالشَّهَوَاتِ. And the fire is surrounded by things which you desire. Those things which you want to do. Ibadallah ikhwat al-Iman. Worship and staying away from sinning and sacrificing some of your desires, it's difficult and it's bitter. However, its bitterness is only short and its bitterness is temporary. And after the bitterness is complete happiness and eternal reward. And for this reason, as Muslims, we sacrifice that small temporary amount of bitterness to be rewarded for eternity. And also, the pleasure of this world and the desires of this world, they're also little and temporary. But the punishment which is behind it is eternal. And so we stay away from that pleasure of this world, which is temporary, to save ourselves from the punishment which is eternal. Ibadallah ikhwat al-Iman. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used to make a dua. He used to say, "Allahumma inni as'aluka al-jannah." Oh Allah, I ask you Jannah. Wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin wa amal. And I ask you for every statement and every action which takes me closer to Jannah. And he used to say, "Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min an-nar." Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from the fire. Wa a'udhu bika min kulli 'amalin وَقَوْلٍ يُقَرِّبُنِي إِلَى النَّارِ. And I ask refuge in you from every statement and every action which takes me close to the fire. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah عظيم الإحسان واسع الفضل والجود والامتنان أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Amma ba'd, ibadallah ikhwat al-Iman. Every one of us should know that Jannah is near to its people. And also Jahannam is near to its people. And the only thing between Jannah and its person is death. And the only thing between Jahannam and its person is also death. وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدَى. And nobody knows what it will earn tomorrow. وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتٍ. And nobody knows in which land it will die. And how strange is it that we stay away from certain foods, stay away from certain places, certain types of clothing, because it may harm us. But we don't stay away from the sins and oppression and قِيلَ وَقَال and slander and lying and disobedience, even though the consequences are much severe. And take this as a principle in your life, that every time you desire a sin, remember, عُفَّتِ النَّارِ بِالشَّهَوَاتِ, that the fire is surrounded by these desires. The veil between you and between the fire is that sin, that desire. So look beyond the sin, look past the sin, and remember that behind this sin is Jahannam. And every time an obligation is difficult for you. Every time you're going to get lazy about the prayers, get lazy about the Quran, get lazy about coming to the masjid. It's difficult and your soul doesn't want to do it. Remember, حُفَّتِ الْجَنَّةُ بِالْمَكَارِهِ. That Jannah is also surrounded by difficulties. And the veil between you and Jannah is that difficulty, that obligation, that act of obedience. So see beyond the difficulty. Look beyond the sacrifice, and there is Jannah. So if your soul and yourself find it difficult to do that act of goodness, remember that which lies behind it. And if yourself and your soul desires that sin, then remember that which is behind it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, حُجِبَتِ الْجَنَّةُ بِالْمَكَارِهِ. The veil in front of Jannah are those things which are difficult, the sacrifices and the struggles which you have to make. وَحُجِبَتِ النَّارُ بِالشَّهَوَاتِ. And the veil which is in front of the fire are the sins and those things which you desire and that which your soul wants. And I leave you with that which Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu used to say to the people, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. Hold yourself to account, i.e. in this dunya, before you are held to account in the akhirah. وَوَزِنُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُوزَنُوا. And weigh up your own actions in this dunya before they are weighed for you in the akhirah. وَصَلُّوا وَسَلِّمُوا رَعَاكُمُ اللَّهُ عَلَى مُحَمَّدِ بْنِ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ كَمَا أَمَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ فِي كِتَابِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها مولاها. اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل. اللهم إنا نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم والفوز بالجنة والنجاة بالنار. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. وأقم الصلاة.